Father, we ask you that you come and work in our hearts tonight, Lord. Now, Lord, like Paulus prayed earlier, Lord, we don't want to walk out here unchanged, Lord. We ask that you come and touch our hearts. Come and fill us with your spirit, Lord. Come and speak to us tonight, Lord. And do whatever you want to do tonight, Jesus. Yeah, maybe just there where you are, just in your own words, just say, Lord, I open up my heart to you. I open up my heart. I open up my heart. God, come speak to us. Come speak to us, Lord. Oh, we need you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. So if you're taking notes, the title of what I'm going to share tonight is a question I want to ask us is, are we perhaps fading? Yo, that was almost, I heard someone like, oh. The question, are we perhaps fading? So for those of us who've been a Christian for more than a few weeks, at some stage you're going to ask yourself the question, am I growing in Christ or am I perhaps fading? You see, I've got a perhaps in there. It's nice. Not just, are we fading? It sounds rough. It's like, hey, no. Am I fading? No, am I perhaps fading? Yeah, maybe I'll look. That's good. You guys good? You guys ready? Okay. So tonight we're going to look at what it could look like when we are fading and what we need to do to stop the fade. So while I was preparing for tonight, I was reminded about a song of Casting Crowns. It's a slow fade. Who knows that song? Only a few of us. Hey, only the undoubted. So the song, the chorus of the song starts with, it's a slow fade when you give yourself away. That's how it starts. It's a good song if you guys want to listen to it. But, you know, sometimes life just happens, guys, you know. Kids cry like that, you know. Things go pawpaw. You hit the wall, you know. You go through a dip. And then after a while, subtly, without knowing it, without realizing it, we unplug from God. And when we unplug from God, then we start to rely on our own understanding. We start to rely on our own strength. And our source of life then changes from God to ourselves or to other things. And when we live life like this, at a stage your battery is going to run out. You're going to burn out. You know, and more golf. You know, who likes golf? Yeah, I'm one. More surfing, more Netflix, more relationships, more self-care, or trying to be the best Christian we possibly can be will not lead to us finding life. There's only one way we can find life and enter the presence of God. That's through the blood of Jesus Christ. There's no other way. So the aim for tonight is to simply, we're going to simply allow God to search our hearts and to help us find grace tonight. Is that good? Does that make sense? All right. So, while prepping for this preach, or actually before I prepped this preach, the Lord gave me a picture. And before I'm going to share that picture, I'm going to go into two portions of Scripture that explains this picture well. So, the first portion of Scripture is in Exodus 34, verse 34 to 35. Okay, it says, whenever Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he would remove the veil until he came out. And when he came out and told the people of Israel what he was commanded, the people of Israel would see the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face was shining. And Moses would put a veil over his face again until he went in to speak with him. So this picture is a picture of how someone looks like when they've been with God. They radiate the life and the love of God. You know, Moses' face was radiating so much the life of God that people were afraid of him. And therefore, he had to put a veil over his face. I mean, imagine that. You know, imagine you were like, whoo, just shining the glory of the Lord, and you had to put a veil over your face. You know, the veil was there for the people's sake, so that the people can approach Moses and actually hear the word of God through Moses. But the problem with the veil is people can't see what is behind the veil. And this is the second portion of Scripture I want to get into, that Paul gets into this in Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 13. Can we read that one together? Okay, and we're going to read, is that the right? That's a different one. I'm going to read the one over here, the Amplified over here. And we are not like Moses, who used to put a veil over his face so that the Israelites would not gaze at the end of the glory which was fading away from his face. So this is the picture that God gave me as a warning to us. If we're not careful, we can become Christians who have old revelations with veiled faces. You know, just like Moses' face faded after a while and he kept wearing the veil so that people can't see the glory is fading away. In the same way, we can start on fire for God, and after a while the fire fades. Are you okay, Daniel? Sorry, I'm just seeing you. So we can start on fire with God, and then after a while the fire dies, we put on a veil so that people can't see that we are fading. And when that happens, we become closed off. We put on guards, we become cold, we have walls around our hearts, and we have a form of godliness, but it is void of the power of God. All right, so back to the question for tonight is, are we perhaps fading? So how do we know we are fading? So on that, I want to ask a few follow-up questions. I'm going to ask a lot of questions actually tonight. And what I want to ask us is that we open up our hearts and allow God to speak to us. As I go through these questions, really examine, do a little bit of introspection, but allow God to speak to you. And if he highlights something, let him highlight it. So if you want to close your eyes, you're more than welcome to close your eyes. Just don't fall asleep. But I'm going to go through a few questions, and then hopefully the Lord will speak to us. But it's going to be a little different than a normal preach. All right, so the first question I want to ask is, how's it going with your personal relationship with God? The most important part of a Christian's life is to love and to know God, to have a personal relationship with God, not just to know about Him, or what the Bible says about Him, not to actually know Him and be known by Him. When last did you hear God's voice? When last did you speak to Him or pray to Him? How often do you speak to Him? When last did you go to the secret place and just simply pour out your love on Him, and just love Him? Do you love the things that He loves, which is in the Bible? And do you do the things that He loves? Simply, do you love Him? You guys still good? Next set of questions. Do you belong to God's church? I cannot say I love God, but I don't love the church. The church is the body of Christ. And if I don't love His body, how can I say that I love God? Are we perhaps forsaking the gathering of the saints, as Hebrews 10 verse 25 says? Is your house open? Is your home open? Do you have people in your life who you can love and they love you? Are your family your friends as well? Do you have friends? That was a good question that Paulus asked this week in the elders meeting. Guys, do you have friends? That's a good question. Right, next set of questions. Are you contributing to God's church? 1 Peter 2 verse 5 says, you yourself, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Who's the you there? That's each one of us. Every man, woman, and child is called to minister to God and to minister to one another. Are you doing what God wants you to do? Are you being obedient? Are you being obedient to the call that God has on your life? Only the last set of questions. Are we open to God helping us to become more like Jesus? Proverbs 27 verse 17 says, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Are you being sharpened? Are you being discipled? Are you open to God using men around you to sharpen you, to help you become more like Jesus? Because God uses people to do that. And then Hebrews 12 verse 5 to 6 says, and have you forgotten the exhortation that addresses you as sons? My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor be weary when reproved by Him, for the Lord disciplines the one He loves and chastises every son whom He receives. God disciplines His children because He loves His children. I'm going to say that again. God disciplines His children because He loves His children. God could be busy trying right now to shape and mold you, but you could be in the way of Him making Him more like you more like Jesus. If we want to grow in God, we need to die to self, keep our eyes on Jesus, and let Him conform us into His image. We must decrease, and He must increase. I'm going to come in for a landing. I'm not going to preach long tonight, God. So, guys. God, I'm not going to preach long tonight. Because we want you to work in our hearts. We're going to watch a video that summarizes this pretty well, I would say. And I want to ask us to just stay in this moment of just looking in our hearts. And then, yeah, let the video speak as well.
You. Look at your eyes. Look at them. Speckled. Colorful. Each one unique. And I created every one of them. I created everything. The universe. And you. I gave you your personality. I made you pure. Complex. And every day, I give you life. I love you. But something happened. You cheated on me. You didn't trust me. You sinned. You cut yourself off from me. And although you're still alive, you were slowly dying. So you looked for other things. To fill the void. But nothing works. It just kills you faster. It separates us more and more. What are you searching for? I don't want you to die. I created you, not to be destroyed, but to know me. So I became one of you, a fragile creation. I was tempted, but I never sinned. I came to save you. You have so many sins, and they have a cost. Someone has to die, you or me, so I took on your sin and traded in my life for yours, and I died in your place, because I love you. Then, from the dead. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am Jesus. I'm not here to condemn you. I came to bring you back to life. Rely on me. I will forgive you and give you eternal life. I love you. And I did all of this to have a relationship with you. Will you follow me?
Amen. So the point of tonight's preach, well, whatever, this short version of a preach, is not to be condemning. I think the point for tonight that I really feel in my heart is God wants to give us grace tonight. God wants to give us grace tonight. If you're fading tonight, if you feel like you're fading, I want to encourage you to grab a hold of Jesus tonight. I want to encourage you to get back to God. Get back to your first love. Get back to the source of life. In Matthew 11, verse 28, Jesus says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. In Hebrews 12, verse 1 says, let us lay aside every weight. If you're feeling a heavy heart tonight, if you're feeling weight on your shoulders tonight, let's lay that aside tonight. And every sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Let's pray together. Father, we ask that you come and search our hearts right now. Lord, come and speak to us, Lord. Lord, I pray that you will come and touch our hearts for every person that feels like they are fading or feels like they may be fighting God tonight. Lord, I pray that you come right now. Holy Spirit, come and touch every heart right now. Lord, we thank you that you're not here to condemn us tonight, Lord. You're here to say there's a new page for you tonight. There's a new blank page for you tonight. If you would accept my grace tonight. Lord, I pray that you will help us to come to you and find grace in the time of need. We thank you in Jesus' name. Maybe we can just keep our eyes closed just for a moment. If you're here tonight and you have never responded to God, you've never given your life to God, we just want to give you an opportunity to respond to God quickly. Romans 3 verse 23 says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So every person here tonight has sinned. Every person here has messed up. I've messed up a lot. I've messed up this week as well. I need God's grace. I need it daily. I desperately need Him. We can't live life without Him. Without Him, we are dead. Now maybe we can get the keys up as well. And Romans 6 verse 23 says, the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of eternal life is in Christ Jesus. And Romans 10 says, if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. And I want to tell you tonight, if you've never responded to God, there is no hope, really. There is really no hope without Him. There's no purpose in life without Him. And if you've never responded to Him tonight, would you be so bold to put up your hand and say, God, I want to put my trust in you. I want to give you my life. I want to have a personal relationship with you. If you've never responded, can you maybe just put up your hand if you've never responded to God? Just want to give it a moment. Okay. See that one hand? Just want to give it a little bit more. Yeah, and secondly, I just want to thank you for that young man. Well done. Well done for putting up your hand. Well done. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, that you are in control. Yeah, Lord, we just want to pray for that young man now. Say, God, thank you for that young man. Thank you, God, that you are in his life, Lord. It's not human words that changes any heart, Lord. It's you. God, you change hearts. You save. Lord, we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask that you come and touch him right now. Every burden that's on his heart, every burden that's on his shoulder, Lord, I ask that you come and wash it away in Jesus' name. Thank you that you wash his sin away, Lord, that you wash him as white as snow, Lord. And Lord, we ask that you come and fill him with your Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for what you've done tonight. Lord, we ask that he will hear your voice clearly. We ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. And I just want to give an opportunity for some of us. While I was just preaching and you just realized, man, I don't know. I don't know if my relationship with God is actually at that a good place at the moment. And only you know it. And if you want to come back to God, I really just felt to highlight that. If you want to come back to God and say, God, I want to come back to you. I want to come back to a personal relationship with you. I've walked a long time now without hearing your voice, spending time with you. If that is you, maybe if you just want to raise your hand as well, just say, hey God, I want to respond to you. Just want to give an opportunity. Is there anybody? All right. Okay. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Okay, now I'm going to get to the point of this whole preach. I struggled through this whole message just to get to this point because this is what I really feel God wants to do. So there's three things that I feel. So the first thing is that I really feel is some of us have been fighting God, all right? Fighting in the sense of God is trying to do something in your life, but we're kicking and screaming. Who was here for Kala's preach? All right. He gave the picture of the sheep. He wants to inject the sheep, and it's a good thing for the sheep, but the sheep is kicking and not you're not getting what you need. And God wants to give you something to for your benefit. All right. So that's the first thing that I feel tonight. The second thing that I feel is that some of us are fading. And I'll be one to admit it myself as well. If I measure myself to those questions that I read tonight, I think I fall short a little bit. And it's not a condemning thing. It's a thing that God wants to give us grace. So for those first two things, we actually need to be open and honest. You know, if you're not open and honest, you're not going to receive grace tonight. Does it make sense? So I want to encourage us, whatever that is for you, I think you need to be exposed. Say, hey, that's me. I've been fighting God. Hey, that's me. I've been fading. But not to leave it there. We're going to pray for one another. Okay, so that's what we're going to do. Does that make sense? And then the third thing is, and I think this is for everyone. I really feel God. Can we put up Matthew 11 quickly again? This is Jesus speaking. He says, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And I think a lot of us are going through this. We feel heavy laden. We're laboring. And God is saying tonight, I don't want you to labor. I want to give you grace. And I really feel that God wants to pour out His Spirit tonight on us and give us a new, fresh page. All right, does that make sense? So for those first two things, if you're brave and you need prayer, I want to encourage you, please come to the front. I want to give those guys an opportunity to come to the front. And I'm here as well. I'm going to pray for people, but I need prayer as well. And with the worship team is going to play a little bit. They're just going to, we're not going to go into worship immediately. We actually want to respond to God. So now we're doing things a little bit differently. Normally, we sing a song, we get hyped, and we lacquer, and then we get to the preach, and it's exciting, and it's like we just flow in that, and this is like a little stop-go. But I really feel like the Lord's just saying these few things, and we need to respond to that. If we don't respond to it, we're going to miss it. All right, does it make sense? So if that is you need prayer, come to the front for those first two things.